Okay. Any question?
No.
Good. What are we talking about? You.
How we book for it. We're talking about excuses the way we
We are talking in book four about unity or unification or coming together, okay? But as usual, we say, okay, you have to come out of yourself and be in humanity. How do we say it? Normally, we never told you what to do, did we? We tell you what not to do, the dangers, because we don't know what you should do. We know what you shouldn't. Because do you remember the book 3? Right at the beginning, he said, the enemy is here inside. Again, we see in this unification, coming together. The first story we hear about coming together is you coming together for a beloved. How? You're not qualified yet. We are just making this story. You are unqualified. But it could happen. How? You're running away from the police because you have done something bad. Then you get lucky, you fall there. This is the first story, and we are at the end of it. Today, we read a paragraph which is the end of this story, which is the story of this. Again, your brain, your thinking. When you're thinking, how do you think? You gather information from here and there, with all the tendencies and your habit, and you do something, right? We talked about this, but I wish your problem was this. The main problem that you're going to see in the last paragraph explained directly out of the story is, the problem is, your brain, your intelligence is, how can I translate the word, is a fighter, never being convinced or what, and naughty and bad. Therefore, all your excuses are even worse than the first one, because the first one is mistake. But what about the second one? Your first mistake could happen. Then, this is what you are. Persistence in defending yourself no matter what. Wasn't this the story we heard about? Was that you drop there, you want to do whatever you like, then she will tell you, oh, nobody says I am here. Oh, I was trying to test you, and blah, 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 all of that. Then he brought another little story in it and explained it all. Today, you will hear it exactly. So, without further we hear it, please be careful. This is something that you should remember. Do you remember the first story of book 1, first story of book 2, first story of book 3? Rumi knows how he's opening the subject, so you should know this. This coming together, unification, one of the first problems is you defending yourself in a place that you're not supposed to. You're supposed to surrender. No matter who you go to, You have your own ideas. Even when you're going to the doctor, you don't let the doctor understand what's wrong with you. You try to explain it the way you know it. This, in this path, is simply ridiculous. Let's hear it. The volunteer, you. Yeah. Because he was absent. This is the punishment.
How the Jew said to Ali, "May God honor this person. If thou hast confidence in God's protection, cast thyself down from the top of this kiosk."
Yes. Another try and testing. The guy, the Jewish fellow, will talk to Ali and will tell Ali that, okay, do you believe that God will save you? If you really believe it, try to jump. Just jump. If you were Ali, what was your answer? You don't know, do you? Now, listen. Yes.
And how the Prince of the Faithful answered him. One day, a contumacious man who was ignorant of the reverence due to God said to Murtaza, "On the top of an exceedingly high terrace or pavilion, art thou conscious of God's protection, O intelligent man?" "Yes," he replied, "He is the protector and the self-sufficient for my existence from infancy and conception." He said, "Come, cast thyself down from the roof, put an entire confidence in the protection of God, so that thy sure faith and thy goodly proven conviction may become evident to me." Then the prince said to him,
"Wait, before the answer, we know what the answer is, we will see, but something happened here. Did you notice that in the title, the guy is the Jew, but when he's writing it in poetry, there was no word for Jewish. Said there was one silly fellow, ignorant one. Why? So where that Jehud is coming from? That word Jew is not Jew, it's Jehud. And Jehud in Arab language has a meaning, it's not Jewish. Jahd means trying your best effort. Jehud means you are relying only on your effort. You don't believe in anything else. You believe in yourself. That's Jehud. In Masnavi, wherever he says Jehud, he means that one. He's not Jew. So, okay, the guy is proposing something. What is this proposition? Did you notice how he proposed it? What is the use of Ali falling down? The guy will say, "Do this. If your God saved you, then I may believe in him. I will do something." Very personal. For my benefit. Okay, show it is profitable, then I'll do the same. I may do the same. Yes?
Then the prince said to him, "Be silent. Go. Lest for this boldness thy soul be pawned. How is it right for a servant to venture on an experiment with God by making trial? How should a servant have the stomach vaingloriously put him to the test, O mad fool?"
This is the answer. Now, trying? When you're talking about trying, means what? Means that somebody should answer to someone else, right? What trying is, to see if this is right or wrong or what. How about a child examining his teacher? The only thing you could tell the child is, shut up, this is the teacher, listen, because you don't know. When you're looking up, when you're thinking about God, you want to test him? What is the test for? What is the use of test? Forget about this ignorant fellow which thinks that the testing is to show me my profit. Testing means looking for correctness or wrongness of something, right? That thing you test. When we're talking about God, we're not talking about something that had some default or something to be tested. What part of God do you want to test? But you think about it, right? And for you, without all this explanation, it looks normal. You don't think what you are thinking and how you are thinking. Why? Listen carefully.
To God belongs that who brings forward a test for his servants at every moment.
Ah, who is the wrongdoer here? Wrongdoer is me. Why? Why am I wrongdoer? Because I'm not perfect. Period. Half is perfect. The rest is not perfect. Period. That's simple. So, we should be tested, not half. This is why I dare to do something which I didn't think in my youth I would dare to do this. Remember? Let's see. This is not questionable. This is not even understandable. You cannot understand all these meanings together. It's only the passion. When you, little by little, all the details, you correct it in yourself, then you could feel it, what happened is. This is why, look around you. You will see billions of people who are asking for something which, logically, they don't have any right to it. But this is my right. This is my right to have a gun. Why? Gun is a killing machine, right? That's about it. Is it another stuff? Is there another meaning, my bad English? Gun? Gun is for killing. What do you do when you give your 3-year-old baby a plastic fake gun? You're talking to that baby. 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 Baby.